I'd like to discuss an essential part of the avoda that achieves atonement for all of Am Yisrael. The Shnei Seirim, the Gorolos, the way, the lottery, the way we decide the destiny for these two goat offerings, and the Kohen Gadol's involvement in this process. The Gemara tells us on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis that the Ish Iti, the transporter, the person who carried or traveled with down to the Midbar, to the cliff, with the second seer, the seer La'azazel, the Gemara says that this Mishaleach, when he reaches a certain point, which ultimately will atone for all the sins of Am Yisrael and achieve kapara for us, there is tumah transmitted and passed over to this mishaleach, to this ishiti. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanon, ha-mishaleach mitame begodim, ve'ein ha-shaleach es ha-mishaleach mitame begodim. The Gemara tells us, you should know that the Mishaleach, the one who's transporting the Ish Iti, is the one who now has Tumah from carrying, from taking this animal and transporting this animal to the Midbar, to the cliff, and sending all the Avonos off the cliff. But not the Mishaleach. You should know that the Mishaleach doesn't have any Tumah contaminating to him through this procedure. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara goes on and develops the different points in time. Is it at the cliff? Is it at the beginning of the Midbar? Different types, the different opinions in the Gemara. But there clearly was a serious machshava, a thought process in this Gemara, that the Tumah was transmitted not only to the person that was transporting this seer la'azazel, this goat, but also to the Mishaleach. Who else is the Mishaleach? Who is the person that originally is sending, that the Gemara is thinking that he might have Tumah? So Rashi is bothered by this, commenting on this Gemara. And Rashi says, you should know, the Ish Iti wasn't the only one escorting this animal the entire time. As he was walking through the streets of the Yerushalayim, there was a whole chevra, there was a whole group that were malave, that escorted him in the beginning of his travels, in the beginning of his trek and his trip. So the Gemara says, you should know, only the Ish Iti that's going to go all the way in the Midbar, down highway number one, all the way down to the desert, and going to send it off the cliff, that's where the Tumah is transmitted, and not all the other people that were escorting and walking with him at the original part of the trip. But Rabbeisai, Rashi is not the only opinion. And to be honest, the simple understanding of Gemara is more like the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Eliakim, two Rishonim that comment on this Gemara, that's not the way to read the Gemara. The Ish Iti, the person that's escorting and traveling with the Seer La'azazel, is the person that gets Tumas Begodim, that now has Tumah from the sending off the cliff. And who did we have a Hava Amina? Who did we think might also be included? The Mishaleach, meaning who? The Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol. Have to really understand this. It's a little bit perplexing. The Kohen Gadol is in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol is bichlal not involved and not dealing with the Seer La'azazel as it's growing closer to the Midbar where the Tumah is going to exist. And yet the Gemara has a serious Hava Amina. Hava Aminas in Shas are what develop for us and design for us what the nature of the halacha is. It's not something that's absolutely wrong. We have to focus on this Hava Aminu. The Gemara actually thought, although the Kohen Gadol is not transporting, is not escorting, is not walking with this animal, the Gemara thought that maybe he would have Toma. But why? He's not involved. He's staying in the Beis HaMikdash, in the most tahor place in the world. He doesn't get his hands dirty. He's not dealing with the Kabbaras Avonos, with the Dechil Atzok, with sending off the cliff. And yet the Gemara thought that the Meshaleach, the Kohen Gadol, has Tuma. That's question number one. Question number two. The Gemara tells us, a daf later on Samaches Amid Beis, that the Kohen Gadol would have to get a telegram. He would get a text message. He would get a phone call. They would somehow figure out a way, the Gemara discusses, either through flags or he would time it. He would be told, and they would communicate to the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, Higia Seer Lamidbar. The seer has finally reached the midbar, and that was so important for the Kohen Gadol to get that message. Once he would find out that message, then the Kohen Gadol would do as follows. The Rambam tells us in Perek Gimel, upon receiving that message, va'achar kach, Perek Gimel halacha zayin, mishaleach es asir acham, I'm sorry, says the Rebbe, kevin shehigi asir lamidbar and halacha ches, yotzo Kohen Gadol le'ezras noshim, Lezras Hanoshim, Likros Batoira. Once the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash received information that the Ishiti and the Seer LaAzazel reached the Midbar, then the Kohen Gadol was able to now enter into the Ezras Noshim and go on with the Kriyas HaToira that he learned in the Ezras Noshim. What was he doing till then? Asked the Briskerov. Why couldn't he already start preparing? Why couldn't the Gavoyim? Why couldn't he take out a tikkun and start practicing his laning already beforehand? My Rabbi said he's twiddling his thumbs. He's not doing anything productive. He's sitting there and he's waiting. Why is he waiting, paralyzed, and not walking to the Ezras Noshim to prepare for the next stage of the Avodah? It sounds like in the Rambam, says the Briskerov, he has to stay in that room where he performed the Avodah, where the Mizbeach is, in the Azara, and he does not have the ability to walk to the lower Kedusha room, to the Ezras Noshim. Only once the seer reached the Midbar can he move to that new area. Why? He's twiddling his thumbs. What's the reason? Why does he have to wait? What's going on over here with the Kohen Gadol in the Mikdash that's affected by the Seer La'azazel? That's question number two. Question number three. The Gemara on Daf Samech Bava Mabis, which is a Gemara all about different drushes relating to the details and the halachas and different variables and situations that things might go wrong with this seer that's going to the Midbar, the seer La'azazel. Gemara says that there was a certain person who was called the Ish'iti, and he would be able to transport and to take this animal, even if it involved Afilu B'Shabbos, even if it involved Chilu Shabbos. The animal got sick and it had to lift him up, no problem. Iti va'afilu b'toma, and even if it involved tuma, we still would override the issue of tuma and ignore the issue of tuma, and we would say the yavoda must go on. So the Gemara there asked the question: what do you mean iti va'afilu b'toma? What exactly is the case that there is going to be a situation of tuma that potentially violate halachos of tuma? That we're saying, go on with the avoda no matter what. Iti va'afilu b'tumah, the Gemara in Samech Vav Mabez, lemai hilchasa. Omer Rav Sheshes, said Rav Sheshes, loymar. She'im nitma mishalcho, nichnas tomei la'azara u'mishalcho. Says the Gemara, what happens? By accident, someone walked up to the Ishiti before he picked up and he got the Sir Lazozel to start the trip. Mistake, whatever it is, someone took a sheret, someone took some sort of tumah and was metame the Ishiti. He now is tame. Says the Gemara, ignore it. Go into the Beis HaMikdash. Ignore the halacha of tumah that you're going to be metame and contaminate the Beis HaMikdash. And pick up the Sir Lazozel. And go on your trip. Itui va'afilu bitum. Ask the Shita Mikubetzes in Krisis and Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph. Why in the world is the Gemara telling us this? Why is the Gemara ignoring the fact that the Mikdash is now going to be defiled and now going to be contaminated and and have Tumah transmitted to it? This is absolutely unnecessary. Absolutely unnecessary. The Kohen Gadol has many different assistants that have nothing to do that day. There are many different people that can take the Sir Lazozel and remove it from the Beis HaMikdash and say, Ishiti, please start your trip. And for some reason, we say to the Ishiti, I'm sorry, I hear you became Tameh. We still want you to go back into the Beis HaMikdash, inside that room, be metameh it, ignore the Tumah, and pick up the animal. Why? Says the Shita Mikubetzes, for what reason? What are you accomplishing? That's not crucial. That's not part of the avoda. He needs to take it. He needs to transport it. So get him the animal. Just figure out a way to find him and he'll take it and he'll go on his trip and he'll go on highway. Number one, he'll go to the midbar. This is not crucial. We're going to see in a second how not crucial it is. And we derive and develop how long the Sir Lazozel actually has to live. We'll see that the whole process of even getting to the midbar is not crucial and not ma'akev and not essential for kaparas avonos. So ask the Shita Mikubetzes, it seems unnecessary and it's ignoring the kedushas HaBeis HaMikdash for no reason and you're contaminating the Beis HaMikdash for no reason. Lama, why should that be? In order to answer all these questions, we need to analyze a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Mem Amud Aleph that developed this idea for me about the nature of the connection between the Sir Lazozel and the Sir Lashem. The Gemara is a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara presents a machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about a few different issues. You see, the Gemara often has a technique to combine different debates amongst the Tanoim and make it a lishitasa. They are connected and connects the dots between their opinions in one area of halacha to the other area of halacha. Abaye and Rava in this mesechta connect to Abaye and Rava in that mesechta. Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon in this debate connect to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon in that debate. So that's going on in this Gemara. Yet what's not 100% clear is which two debates between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are actually connected and are lishitasa. The Gemara presents the following debate. There is a machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon how long the Sir Lazozel needs to live. As I said before, the Gemara assumes that if the Sir Lazozel does not make it to its trip to the midbar, although it's not ideal, although that we like that to happen, lichatchila, but kulei amal pligi, everyone is in agreement that if you don't actually make the trip and you don't send it off the cliff, the kapara savonos, you're already accomplished what the Sir Lazozel was necessary to accomplish. So what is the minimum amount of time that the Sir Lazozel has to live? That's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon on Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara says, the Torah says, Yamud Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Olav. The Sir has to be alive, the Sir Lazozel, this goat that's destined to go to the Midbar, has to what? Has to be alive for a certain amount of time, Kedei Lechaper Olav. The Gemara has a debate, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, what is lechaper olav? Does it mean lechaper olav, it needs to be alive long enough that it saw kaparas chavero, kaparas domim, says Rabbi Yehuda, which means as follows. The seer la'azazel lasted and lived to the point in time that it saw the dam of the other goat, the dam of the seer lifnim, was sprinkled appropriately in the mikdash. If it plopped and it died right after the sprinkling of the seer pnimi, that's sufficient. Kapar al chaper olav means kaparas dam. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says no, that's insufficient. It's not enough for it to live until kaparas damim shel chavero, until the sprinkling of the blood on its friend goat offering. No, it needs to live until kaparas dvarim, until the Kohen Gadol finishes and walks over to the seer al-Azazel and says vidui on the seer la'azazel. At that point in time, if it dies, then we say the avoda is kosher. We had it live as long as we needed it, and everything is kosher. We don't need to replace anything. We don't need to get any new korbanos. So whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds in earlier stage that it needs to witness the kaparas damim, the sprinkling of the blood of the seer pnimi, but even though it doesn't get to the confession of the Kohen Gadol on the Seer Chitzon, on the Seer La'azazel, that's sufficient. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not sufficient for it to witness the Nesinas Damim, the sprinkling of the blood of the Seer Pnimi. It has to go through the process of Vidui that the Kohen Gadol walks over to this animal and confesses on it. So that is the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara on Daf Mem in Yuma. So what's the other debate that the Gemara is linking, that the Gemara is connecting? So there are a few debates that's found in the Gemara. And Rashi makes the Gemara a little unclear, but Rashi says the debate that links to this Gemara can't be the way the Gemara seems. You see, the Gemara reads as follows. There was a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon also on the following issue. This lottery, the Gora. What happens if I don't use a Gora? What happens if I choose the animal or I pick a substitute animal without having a lottery with two animals? Is that okay? Or is the Gora essential? Is the Gora ma'akiv? Rabbi Yehuda holds the Gora is ma'akiv. Rabbi Shimon holds the Goral is not ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, after presenting that machlokas about whether or not the Goral, the lottery, being essential, the Gemara says, that is azdu l'tamayu, that is connecting the dots, that's l'shitasam, about this machlokas of how long the seer chitzon, the seer la'azolol has to live. Does it have to witness the sprinkling of the blood of its friend, or does it need to wait till the time that the Kohen Gadol confesses on top of the Seer Chitzon? Rashi says you can't read this Gemara literally. L'chora, the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about the lottery being essential, and can I choose and decipher the animals of going to do different destinies without a lottery, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon debate, has nothing to do and cannot connect intellectually and logically, doesn't have anything to do with how long the Seer La'azazel has to live, what it has to endure, what it has to live to see. What do those things have anything to do with each other? One debate is about a goro. Do you need a lottery in order to decipher the destinies of these two animals? Can I just, if one of them dies, can I just retrieve one of the animals? Can I just take another animal and use it without a goro, without a lottery? And the other debate is about how long does a seer la'azazel have to live? What's the shaychus? What's the connection? Therefore, Rashi says, I need to reinterpret this Gemara in order to make any sense in connecting the dots of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon about that original machlokas about how long the seer la'azazel has to live. It's not connected to the machlokas about whether or not the lottery is essential, but it's a machlokas at the top of the daf. There is a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, whether or not vidui is essential. There was another debate. Let's say I have a goral, I do a lottery, I'm okay, and yet I forget to do the confession. Kohen Gadol never got around to do the confession. Comes along the Gemara and says that's also a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says as long as you have the goral, you had the lottery, don't worry about the vidui. You never got a chance to do confession on the animals, it's okay. However, comes along Rabbi Shimon and he says, no, you don't have confession, then you are not yotzei the mitzvah of the two se'irim, and you are not yotzei. Comes along Rashi and says, that fits very well with the Azdu L'tamayu, the next Gemara on the Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon actually debate how long the Seir Lazazel has to live. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't have to live till vidui, till confession. Because you know why? Vidui is not even essential. And it's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitaso. And the lifespan of the Seir Lazazel needs to be until when? The earlier stage. Witnessing the placing and the sprinkling of the dam inside the Beis HaMikdash of its pair offering of the Seir Lashem. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, vidui is ma'akev. Vidui is essential. Confession is something that's crucial for the avoda of the Shnei Seirim. If that's the case, Rabbi Isai, so then Rabbi Shimon is l'shitaso. And Rabbi Shimon holds that the lifespan of the Seir L'Azazel needs to be up until vidui, which is essential. Says Rashi, that's what the Gemara meant. Va'ozdu l'tamayu, that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, we connect the dots and they're arguing the same debate in two different places. But as beautiful as Rashi explains, the biggest problem is it's not the presentation of the Gemara as Tosfos argues. The Gemara seems to link not that earlier machlokes about vidui being ma'akev, about vidui being essential. The Gemara seems to connect the issue about the goral being essential to this machlokes about how long the Seir Lazazel has to live. Does it have to live till the sprinkling of the blood of the Seir Pnimi? Or does it even have to live till the confession on top of its head? But L'chayra, Rashi is right. Those two issues have nothing to do with each other, which makes Rashi reread the Gemara, replace the Gemara. How does one connect the issue of whether or not I need a goral and I can't just arbitrarily choose animals without a lottery? Is that essential to the issue of what? To the issue of how long the Seir Lazazel needs to live. Comes along Tosfos and says something fascinating, which changes and will change our whole perspective on the avoda of the Shnei Seirim. Listen carefully. Tosfos says, I think that these two things are linked. And the Gemara reads like the simple reading of the Gemara on Daf Mem. The Goral debate, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, had a machloikes whether or not is it essential that in order for you to decide and decipher the destiny of these two goat offerings, it's not enough for you to say it. It's not enough for the Kohen Gadol just to decide, you'll go there and you'll go there. No. The destiny has to be al yedei a goral through a lottery. Specifically a lottery. And that is connected to the machloike, and Rabbi Yehuda says that, and Rabbi Shimon says, a goral is not necessary. If the Kohen Gadol wants to ignore the goral or forgot to do the goral, it's still kosher. That is connected to the lifespan of the Seir Lazazel. What does it have to witness? How long does it have to last on Yom Kippur? Is it enough for it to see its chavero, its other animal, the Seir Pnimi, achieving what it's needed to achieve? Or does it even need to go through the vidui and the confession process and it needs to live a later date, like Rabbi Shimon? Comes along Tosfos and he says something fascinating. He says, the goral, the lottery, is not just a mechanism to decide a different destiny and a different future for the different animals, the different goats over here. Says Tosfos, the lottery, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, combines and joins these two goat offerings to actually join together and become as if they're one carbon.
they are, as Tosfos says, talui ze boze. The goyrel is a binding agent. It's what glues and connects the sir chitzon to the sir pnimi. And therefore, argues Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the goyrel is essential, the lottery is necessary, and the only way for me to have the Se'irim, the goat's offerings, is only through a lottery. That's because I hold the Se'ir Pnimi and the Se'ir Chitzon are connected and are as if they're one carbon, and they have this binding agent of the Goral. If I arbitrarily choose which one goes where, so then that would demonstrate that they're not internally connected. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the only way you can have the avoda of the Shnei Se'irim is if you have this connection, is if you have this goral, this lottery, that show that they are one and the same, that show that they're really connected, and it's totally arbitrary where one is going to be destined to go. That is the reason Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso holds that the lifespan of the seer lazozel, that external seer, is talui bechaveiro, is dependent on whether or not its friend, the seer pnimi, lived through its mission, accomplished what it needed to accomplish. The seer lazozel, the second seer, has to be yamod chai, has to live, not an independent life. A life that it could witness and see that the dam of the Sir Pnimi was achieved and took care and it was taken care of. If it plops dead after that, the Sir Lazozo reached its accomplishment. No vidoy, no confession, no trip to the midbar, no highways, no ishiti, no. It now connected and witnessed what its friend did because it's internally connected to that other seer. And that's why I need a goral to bind and connect those two things. However, Moirav Rabbi Yisrael Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold that they're tali echad b'chaveiro, in theory, if one of them dies, says Reb Shimon, just go to the flock, just go and get one. You don't need a lottery, just make a replacement, a substitute, that's fine. The goral is not ma'akiv, the goral is not essential. Because it's not necessary to bind and to connect these two goat offerings. They're independent se'irim, they're independent karbanos. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso zoktesis. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that the lifespan of the seer la'azazel has nothing to do with the seer pnimi. Has nothing to do with what was accomplished with the inner seer, with the inner goat offering. The amount of time that's essential that the Sir Pnimi, Sir Chitzon should live, is that did the Kohen Gadol walk over and give a confession and focus an independent amount of time and a special independent focus towards this other goat offering? No connection to the Sir Pnimi. Because Rav Shimon l'shitaso holds, Einam tluyim ze v'ze. In theory, you don't even need a binding agent. In theory, you don't even need to connect them. And the goral, the lottery, is nice, but it's not essential. Because there are two independent karbanos. Raboisai, if this is correct, this can also explain a fascinating Gemara. And Daf Lamed Zayin of an Aleph. That the Gemara is very confused about the word gorolos, which sounds beloshon rabin. That there are many different lots. And the Gemara has a havam, you know, the way Rashi explains, that maybe you should take four pieces, put them into the box, take out Lashem and Lazozel on each of the goat offerings, and put two cards of Lashem and Lazozel on top of each of the goat offerings. Ask Tosfos, what type of lottery is that? You're accomplishing nothing. You take Lashem and Lazozel, put it on the right side, on one goat. You take Lashem and Lazozel, put it on the other side. I don't understand, says Tosfos. What are you accomplishing? And the Kohen Gadol is going to decide himself? Ask Tosfos, it makes no sense. Moirav Raboisai, according to what we're suggesting, it might, the Gemara had a fleeting habamina even after the Goral, that we don't want to differentiate whatsoever between the Sir Lazozel and the Sir Pnimi, to the extent that even after the lottery, we're going to make them look the same, look like they have the same destiny. They're interconnected. They're both Lashem and they're both Lazozel. They're Tali Habaha, like Tosfos said in the other Erdaf. And that's why the Gemara had a fleeting Havam, you know, to even have the two lots on both of the animals, Lashem and Lazozel, to not differentiate between the two. The Iker Avoida of the Seer and the Shnei Seirim is to connect and to view them as one. If that's the case, now we understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Shnei Seir Yom Kippurim, Mitzvosen Sheyesh Shneim Shavim B'mara U'B'Koyma U'B'Domim U'B'Lekichasan Ka'achad. Says the Mishnah, the goats have to look the same. The goats have to be the same height. The goats should really be bought together. This is not just to make it look cute, to make it look like this is a to make it look similar. We actually want to connect the two goats and to demonstrate that they are actually internally connected, and that's why everything has to be so similar. Rabosa, if that's the case, then that pertains to the avoda as well. You see, the Sfas Emes has a suffix. The Sfas Emes says, what happens when the Ish Iti becomes sick and he can't make the whole trip? So the Gemara says he can appoint a substitute, the one who's transporting the Sir Lazozel. The Sfas Emes says, that substitute, can that be appointed by the Ish Iti, the new substitute, without connecting it to the Kohen Gadol or walking back to the Mikdash in the middle of highway number one on the way to the Midbar? Or no, maybe he actually has to go back to the Mikdash, to the Kohen Gadol, and then and only then appoint the new messenger that will carry this animal on its mission out to the Midbar. Why would one suggest such a thing? The answer is because everything is really as if it's happening in the Midbar. This is not the Ish Iti, who's an independent entity, and the Kohen Gadol, who's an independent entity dealing with the Seer Pnimi. They are actually both Nechshav to be done al yedei the Kohen Gadol. It's true, you can't be in two places at once. But the avoda that's going on with the Seer Lazozel is just as much the avoda of the Seer Pnimi that's being done al the Kohen Gadol. The Seer Lazozel is also Nechshav to be done al yedei the Kohen Gadol, because they are one carbon. And not only are they one carbon and we connect the two and it's essential to have a goral to connect and bind them, but the Kohen Gadol is considered an Oved on both of these carbonos. That's the answer to the Shita Mekubetzes' question. It's not sufficient just to figure out a way to get the Seer Lazozel outside to the transporter and let him take it to the Midbar and carry out his mission. The Iker Shas Avoida of the Seer Lazozel is at the time when the Ishiti meets the Kohen Gadol and gets the Bal Avoida. He gets the Avoida from the Kohen Gadol. He became Tomei. He still has to go into the Mikdash. He still has to see these Karbonos together. He needs to connect it back to the Kohen Gadol. He needs to get his mission from the Kohen Gadol because he's representing the Kohen Gadol. And even if he's Tomei, go in there, see the Kohen Gadol, make sure that the Seer Lazozel and your mission to now take it all the way to the Midbar is emanating out of where they were standing together in the hands of the Kohen Gadol. Now the Kohen Gadol can send you on your mission. This is not just a practicality. How can we figure out how to get the Seer Lazozel to the Ish Iti so he can actually get it on his way and travel with him? You have to be mekabel your shlichus, your mission, from the Kohen Gadol, because it's really his mission. It's really his mission. Ad kedei kach, we go back to our original question. The Gemara had a hava amina. The Gemara thought
that the tumah that was transmitted at the time that we get to the midbar and we send off the cliff the Seer Lazazel, that who? The Kohen Gadol who's sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, who has no contact, no connection whatsoever, is not involved in sending the Seer off the cliff. The Gemara had a Hava Amida that even the Kohen Gadol, not only the Ishiti, would have tumah transmitted to him. Apele. What's his shaychus? What's his shaychus now that we've understood the connection between the Seer Lazozel and the Seer Pnimi? How they're really one korban, they're one avoidah. It's not only in terms of the korban, it's also in terms of the Kohen Gadol. He is involved, and he is as if he's standing there sending that Seer off the cliff to the extent that there would have been tumah transmitted to the Kohen Gadol. And this, Rabosai, is why the Brisker Rav told us that the Kohen Gadol needs to wait to get his telegram. The Kohen Gadol cannot leave the Azara. What is the Azara as opposed to the Ezras Noshim? The Azara is the Makom HaAvoda in the Beis HaMikdash. The Azara has a higher level Kedusha than the Ezras Noshim where he's about to lean. He cannot leave the Azara although he's standing and waiting for the next hour and a half until the Seer Lazozel reaches the Midbar. He is paralyzed in that room and cannot move from that room because he's considered being Oyvei the Avoda of the Seer Lazozel for that constant hour and a half. And he cannot move and he cannot involve himself in another stage of the Avoda. And it's only when he realizes that his avoda, has been accomplished and the seer is higia lamidbar, then he can go and remove himself from the makom avoda, from the azara, and he can now involve himself in the kriyas haTorah and move himself to the ezras noshim, to that lower level room. But beforehand, Rabbi Yisai, he's considered an oyved on the seer lazozel. It's his avoda. It's all one karma. It's all one entity. It's all binded with the Goral. That now he's considered an Ovid on both the Seer Lashem and the Seer Lazozel. This is something that is essential in analyzing the essence of Yiddishkeit. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, on the most important time of the year, the most important part of the Avodah of the year, the Kaparas Avonos of all of Am Yisrael, is sending us the following message. Yiddishkeit is all-encompassing. Yiddishkeit takes the Avodas HaChitzon, takes the life and the challenges and the avoda and all different aspects and challenges of our lives that we need to accomplish in the world, in reality, in mundane daily activities, and equates it and is mashvit to the avoda in the Kodesh HaKadosh, to the avoda of the Kohen Gadol of Nasir HaPnimi. There is no divide. There is no dichotomy. There is no higher level or lower level. Rav Kook writes that the most dangerous word that was ever developed in Yiddishkeit, striking, is the word das, religion. Rav Kook explains that the word das is something that now gives off the impression that I need to act certain ways in certain areas, in certain mekomos hakadoshim, in certain shuls, or in certain forums. Masha'ein Elohim Musa Akiyim Mitoy Chadas Zehipol Es Ha'olam Bo'oimek Hashifus. This is horrible. And he says, das is not a word that should be used in the Jewish religion, but rather Yiddishkeit is Toiras Chaim. Toiras Chaim Shalonu He is Galus Elohim Amizgalim Misochu Biachad Kimikol Havaya. HaToira VaHavaya Biyosem LaChodem Megalim Him Es Elokim BaChaim. The Toras Chaim is something that involves all our activity. The Avoides HaChitzoyim, the Avoides HaPnim. Soloveitchik in his Sefer Halachic Man explains and differentiates our religion to other religions. The dualism so prevalent in other religions, which distinguishes between the man who stands before the Lord in an atmosphere suffused with heavenly sovereignty and the man deriving a hard bargain with his fellow in the marketplace, is totally foreign from the halacha. The halacha does not aspire to a heavenly transcendence, nor does it seek to soar upon the wings of some abstract, mysterious spirituality. It fixes its gaze upon concrete, empirical reality and does not allow its attentions to be diverted from it. Halachic man does not compartmentalize reality. This is the domain of eternal life, and this is the domain of the temporal life. On the contrary, he brings down eternity in the midst of time. Halacha, says Rav Soloveitchik, involves itself in its prayer, replete with requests regarding bodily needs, healing, prosperity, political freedom, a good and peaceful life, and as such, the strange, disturbing dualism that blossoms forth in other religions is grounded in the fragmentation of life into many different sectors. We in Yiddishkeit believe that the Avoidas Achitzoin and the Sir Achitzoin is totally is connected, is the same Avoda as the Sir Apnimi. The Kohen Gadol that's standing in the Beis HaMikdash could have the same Tumah of the Sir Achitzoin. It's all one connection, it's all one avoida. There are two goats that are totally zebezeh. There are certain people that have a practice when they're in front of certain rabbonim, when they're in front of people that they get brachas from, when they're involved in certain activities, when it's certain times of the year, then I will behave in a certain way. Then I will put on this type of face. Then my actions will reflect this type of reality. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that is called religious schizophrenia. That is something that is against and anti the avoda that we are presenting. The avoda represents that the Sira Chitzon and the Sira Pnimi, the Kohen Gadol is both in the Midbar and the Kohen Gadol is also in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Person needs to be in a certain place during the Ilah. He needs to help out. He needs to help and assist someone else. He needs to play with the kids on the floor. Whatever your avoda is, that is like being on the bima, that's being in the Kodesh HaKadosh. If you do it, Limancho Elokim Chayim, I have a purpose. I want to help. That purpose is not only learning in the Beis Medrash, it's now staying and growing and developing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But that relationship could also be the way I'm on highway number one and I respond to a person who cuts me off and I don't talk in a different manner. I don't react in a different manner. I connect my avoidas hapnim to my avoidas achutz because I recognize that it's all one korban and one avoida. There's no duality. There's no dualism. There's no religious dualism. We are all connecting one avoida. The sir chitzin is in the pnimi and the pnimi is in the chitzin. And we need to recognize that. We need to recognize that all of our challenges and all of the things we face and issues we face in our lives and the avodos and the necessities of Am Yisrael that need us, not only in the Beis HaKnesses, not only in the Beis HaMedrash, but also in the communities and with our families, that is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That is the avoda on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol is involved with to the extent that we thought he might have Tumah. And Emir Tzah Hashem, if we look and we encapsulate all of our avodos and all of our life as all being Kodesh HaKadosh, as all being Lemancha Lehim Kayim, no matter what we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are on our mind no matter where we are, whether we're in the Chitzon, whether we're in the Pnimi, Emir Tzah Hashem, with that focus, will be Zoyche to the Yom HaDin HaBa'alinu.